Hello, I'm Eddie.
I'm Meg.
I'm Donovan.
And this week on the podcast, we're going to be talking about, what, like vices or something?
We're going to be talking about some medical things, some weekend getaways, gambling, and...
Lots of snacks, I think.
Snacks, trivia, and so much more.
What's with this sound?
It's great.
It is a little quiet.
It's very quiet.
Well, we'll talk about
that. Turn it up on your phone.
I did.
Oh, there it goes.
It's there just it this connection.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
do you have a gold connection?
Bear with us through our technical difficulties this week.
We're so bad at this after like 3 weeks off.
I don't know. Donovan and I aren't doing much.
All right. Talk to you later.
I'm just kidding.
Jonathan just batted my hand as I had it back here on the back of this chair.
He's playful.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah. He can play.
Great timing on him. Great timing. Sweet guy.
Eddie, have I mentioned how much I appreciate you doing the soundboard?
Oh, it's... Yeah.
You're really the best producer a podcast could ask for.
I think about that all the time, and I am a good producer, and I like being a part of this podcast. I like... having my voice on it.
Yeah, we're finally
You've
back here.
You've got a great voice. it's luscious.
So what have you been up to?
Me? I've been buying a bunch of clothing online.
Oh, really? That's great. I've been buying phone batteries, various phone batteries.
Oh, what are you going to do with those?
Well, I threw my phone off the top of my truck in the neighborhood, and then I think I ran it back over with my truck looking for it. So the screen was a little crushed, so I'm using an older phone, but the battery craps out at 30%. It just goes kaput.
Mm-hmm. So you threw it off because you started driving?
Yeah, I put it on the top of my car, and I was like, this is an awful idea.
I know as I'm placing this on my car, I should not do this.
But this also ties into the medical thing we'll talk about later.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I did that with... I did the taxes recently. That's what I've been up to.
Right.
I feel like... Every new year, until I get the taxes done for all the businesses we own. Oh, we own so many businesses, by the way. But I'm just like spinning my wheels, like trying to kill time because I don't really have obligations besides this like looming deadline. And I try to get all the taxes done in a day. But I got the taxes done. So
8:15. Yeah. Wait long before the deadline.
Well, oh, no, for businesses, it's March 1st, right?
Yeah.
Ah, shucks. Yeah. And especially with all those businesses you own.
Well, it makes sense, though. Your company should have their taxes done before your taxes are due personally.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there, that's done. And I don't know why I brought it up.
Oh, it's what you've been up to.
Oh, one thing I did do, though, was like a very important part of doing the taxes is having all of the bank statements together for the bike shop. Like, that means January through December, you know, 12 envelopes with bank statements in them. And Meg's always really good at, like, getting them. But I think I put November on top of my car and then had to go back in the bike shop and then just, like... It's in the parking lot somewhere.
Oh. Yeah.
I couldn't find November, so I had to, like...
So you realized later that... You had that memory later on that you, oh, I think I put that on the top of the car.
Or I put it like in an interior pocket of like a coat I was wearing. And, I just couldn't find it in all the places it should have been.
Oh, so you don't actually have the memory of putting it
on
the car.
No. Okay. I think it's something like that, though.
I definitely put it up there and then I threw it off and I should have parked the car and just got out and looked for it immediately. But instead I drove back. Because I was working on the car at the time, so I was doing a test drive.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to stop in the middle of the test drive to look for the phone. But then I stupidly drove around the block. I should have just walked around the block because I didn't find it when I drove around. But then I walked around where someone had run it over. I think that someone was me.
Right. So you did find the wreckage of it?
I did. And the screen wasn't that bad, but I feel like if I'm looking at it every day, it would just get on my nerves. So I just went back to an older phone.
So how many batteries have you bought on that?
And then I bought another one for another older phone because my coworker lost his phone, but he's on Straight Talk as well, the best service provider of phone service the U.S. Okay. of A.
Wow.
No, didn't even know it was a thing.
It's
I didn't even know we were like
promoting.
Providers. I've been paying $45 a month for 5 years, no fluctuation. Now I'm up to 25 gigs for my long term of service there.
Wow, data?
Data, 25 gigs a month.
That's too many gigs.
It's amazing.
I think we're four, and we're like a family that shares four.
Wow.
I bought a battery for that phone, and they sent me the wrong one on Amazon, so I had to actually order the right one. Oh. But UPS never came to pick up the old battery, so now it's just going to have to stay in.
Do you have any roof of car stories? Roof, like things you put on the roof of a car?
Not that come to mind immediately.
People sometimes put babies in their carriages, according to Jackass. That was the first thing that came to my mind, was the first thing I've seen fly off the top of a car is they would fake a baby in a car seat on top of the car.
And like they would watch people's reactions to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty horrific.
It is
awful. Pretty Jackass.
It's very early 2000s.
I once, we were going to the beach. This was like my high school crew. And I had to get gas before. And I bought some gas and I put my wallet on top of the car while I was fueling up.
Yeah.
And then left my wallet at this gas station.
That stinks.
And, you know, went all the way to the beach, had a great day, but I couldn't buy anything. And then somebody called me. I don't know how they got my number.
Probably somewhere in your wallet.
And then they like met me at the gas station. They're like, yeah, it was just in the road outside of the gas station. It had like cash in it still.
Nice. What good a good person. Samaritan.
I was like, what? Yeah. Like, how am I so lucky? So I just like gave them, it was like $40. Still in the wallet, and I just gave him the $40, and I was like,
"That happened to me once downtown." Remember, we were you and I were in our heyday of falling in love, and we were walking around
falling down drunk.
Did you?
I think it was in the middle of the day.
Roof of the car?
No, I somehow dropped my wallet at the snow tire place, what is now Creature Comforts.
Oh yeah,
and they just called me, and they're like, "Oh, here's your wallet back."
You guys were sneaking around the old snow tire factory.
Yeah.
How did they get your number? Like,
I
how
don't
did
know.
They, how did the person get my number? I don't even know.
I don't know. Your wallet has hidden secrets that you're not even aware of.
Oh, that. Okay. I know this is wildly off tangent, but some keys were left in my front yard. And did I tell that story already?
No, I'm not even aware of this. And we have the same front yard.
And so I was just like out in the front yard mowing the lawn or something, and I found the keys, and the only thing they had on them to identify them was like an Academy Awards sticker, or, you know, like a
Academy Sports.
It was either Academy Sports or it was like some Foot Locker type thing.
Oh, right.
And so then I was like, well, I got to do some snooping, and I like called the company and I was like, hey, I've got this person. I've got their like awards number.
Right.
And
I think it's called rewards.
Yeah. Well, I was
Academy
thinking
awards.
I was thinking like at Academy, the rewards would be awards.
It would, okay. He's making a joke. Go on, Eddie.
I'm sorry.
You know, it wasn't even Academy.
I don't get
Fleet,
your subtle
it was Fleet
wit.
Foot.
Okay, so that's good. It's local.
Fleet Foot.
Bleak foot.
Oh, Fleet Foot.
I like Bleak Foot a lot better, though.
And so I told them the number, and then I was like, listen,
like, this
like,
foot's about ready to go.
I was like, don't give me their phone number, because that would be creepy. You would probably lose your job over that. But just like, here's their account number. Call them and give them my number and tell them that
when
I have
their keys.
When did
this happen?
It was like a couple months ago.
And did they
you
get
never
the key?
Told me this.
And then they called me, and then I was like, yeah, you must live in my neighborhood. I'll just put them out on the tree stump. You know, the tree stump out there? Yeah. And then they got them.
Wow.
That's cool. Amazing.
That's a real cute story.
So
what
maybe
a great neighbor.
Maybe that's paying it forward, though. Like, we both had good wallet experiences, and I got this person's keys back. Anyway, they had a Honda.
Yep.
So oh, I know that person.
The reason that I threw the phone off the top of the car was I was on the second day of taking a Z-Pack which is, I guess, like a antibiotic for people who are allergic to penicillin.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And Norco, 7 milligram. And then, you know, whatever. So I was on kind of hard drugs.
You were doped.
I was doped because I had root canal coming up. I hadn't had the root canal yet.
Oh, so they...
It was in preparation for the root canal that you got doped up? Okay.
Because, so 15 years ago, I got hit in my front tooth pretty hard and it chipped it in half.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a bonding on top and like it hurt pretty bad for like a week. And then I didn't think about it for up until about February 1st. Of this year.
Okay.
And then my front jaw started to feel really funny. And I was like, what's going on up there? This is weird. And then I guess, like, when did we get back from Paradise? 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, it was about 2 weeks.
Later that week. Because while we were at Paradise, I started to feel really strange in the jaw, too. I was like, wow, like, something's going on. And then later that week.
So numb strange or just pain
it felt
strange?
Weird. It just felt like
like your attention was drawn to that area.
Yeah, like it reminded me of when I was losing a tooth when I was younger. Okay. Just that weird feeling of like teeth kind of moving in there. And then on Wednesday of that week, it felt like every time I got hit, like I touched that front tooth, like I was getting hit like hard in it.
Oh, okay.
Like it was unbelievably painful.
Wow.
And so I went to the dentist the very next, or that, I'm pretty sure it was that
so
day.
So had you already established a dentist in Athens, or you had
no,
to
I hadn't.
One?
Okay. So I got recommended one by the people on the rooftop. They call him the rock and roll dentist.
Oh,
and
nice.
I guess he's Dr. Mark, Dr. Mark.
Dr. Mark and Boost Mobile. What was your?
No. Straight Talk.
Straight Talk. Okay.
But anyways, he's like a concert junkie. He like goes. They
rolled up in here sponsored tonight.
That's all he wants to talk about, which is
oh,
awesome.
Okay.
I'm into it. Like, it's cool.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah. Like,
oh, it's not because he's like gives you a ton of drugs.
Okay. That's funny because the guy who recommended to him was like, yeah, he's like. I'm sure you were surprised that you got like a 20-day supply. And I was like, holy shit, how does he know about that? Then I was like, oh, Dr. Mark, dude. Anyways, nonetheless, he was a fantastic dentist.
Okay. Well,
but anyways, I went to go see him and he's
rock and roll dentist.
I think that you have like nerve damage. Like the injury that you had 14 years ago has like, the nerve in there is now trying to eat is like rotting out, like it's finally dead from the injury, and it was trying to eat the inside of my tooth.
Mm-hmm.
Like so, it's spreading the rot?
Yeah, it was starting to, so I took the antibiotics. The very next day, my whole gum was big and purple and like just had a, looked like I had a big bruise, big bruise gum, because that's exactly what happened. Like that nerve, every time it felt like I was getting hit hard in it, that's what the nerve thought was happening.
Okay.
Was I was just getting jammed in the tooth real hard. So he prescribed that, and then that same next day is when I threw my phone off the top of my car.
Okay. So did you feel kind of out of it that
day?
Yeah,
I felt, and like my coworker, when I was taking the Norcos at work, he was like, you're acting weird, dude. And I was like, okay, whatever. I don't want to be in pain, so eat me. It's pretty much what I told him. He was like, why don't you take half of it right now and take half of it later? I was like, why don't you take half of this right now? And I gave him the bird.
Meg off.
But I wasn't giving Meg the bird.
Yeah, it was,
and, you know, it was all in fun, but nonetheless, maybe I was acting like a junkie.
Okay.
Anyways,
antibiotics, though, right?
Fast forward to this most recent Wednesday, the swelling went down. It felt kind of normal. It was still a little bit painful, but I had to get the root canal.
What is a root canal?
So it's where they go in and they'll take the root out. They pretty much drill the root out and replace it with like this substance that like acts like a root of a tooth, but it's not actually the root anymore.
So it's like the part of the tooth that it's kind of the sharp part of the tooth.
Yeah, that goes down in.
Goes
it's
down
kind of
to
like
the jawbone.
Exactly. It's
and then they just replace it with cement or
with
something?
Some sort of substance. I'm not exactly sure of everything that goes on. But so he told me first, he's like, okay, I'm going to drill into the back of your tooth and there's still a little infection in there. So I'm going to release that and then we're going to get started on the root canal. So he numbed up my jaw and he's like talking about concerts and somehow Kiss got brought up.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, I listened to the Kiss box set recently. 109 songs. It took us 7 hours.
Did you get some gas, too?
Just the Novocaine.
The local.
Yeah, he was just waiting for it to take set. And he was like, wow, like I was never into the theatrics of Kiss, but 109 songs. I would not recommend that to anyone, by the way, listening to the Kiss box set.
Okay.
That's, just in one city?
Yeah, that's some Guantanamo Bay shit. And so,
then, is that every song they ever wrote?
No, it's every like hit, or I don't even know. It was okay. Fucked.
So wait, did you do it in one city?
Yeah, in the kitchen. With like my coworker who was a big Kiss fan, and I was a mild Kiss fan before that. I'm no longer a Kiss fan.
Okay. Rock.
So he drills into the back of my tooth.
That's not Kiss.
Yeah, he drilled into the back of the tooth, and then he started pushing on my jaw, and this crazy like odor of like kind of like old like coffee and like rot. I was like, whoa, like this is weird. Like, where is my, like, am I just like imagining this smell or what? But this is really strange. And then he took this thing that looked like a large gauge sewing needle that had like barbs on it and just started like I'm pretty sure it's just like jamming it down into the hole he just drilled into my tooth. Yeah, he was just like scraping. Reaming it out, like scraping everything he could out. And like he's in there, I'm like, oh my God, like I can't believe I can't feel this, and I'm glad that
I can't. Yeah.
And then so previous week when they took my x-rays, they measure how long the tooth was. And so he asks the assistant, like, oh yeah, how long was the tooth? Blah, 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 blah. And he takes out these drills that are like tapered and like gauged in a way and like really like long and flexible. They look like spider legs or something. And he's like putting these little rubber bands on the end of like four of them to like, I guess, the exact length of what my tooth is, so they can get right to the end of the root. And he just like hammers away with like four different gauges of those just there in the tooth. And I'm like, wow, this is crazy.
Do you think all dentists are sadists?
No. I think he's a helpful dude.
And you
dude.
Get that okay. from the Steve
Rocky
Martin
Horror.
Movie.
Yeah, Rocky Horror Picture Show.
No, Steve Martin one.
Oh, yeah. Which one is that?
Little Shop of Horrors.
Little Shop of Horrors.
But also Novocaine. There's Novocaine, like two separate movies
where Steve, Martin,
Steve Martin is
a bad dentist.
Yeah.
A mean dentist.
Sadistic. Right? That's the right word for it.
And then he just like started injecting like this purple substance, which I think is the root emplacement. Like in there through a syringe.
So they don't completely drill the root out. It sounds like they make a canal in the root.
Exactly. Yeah.
Canal, that's the right
I think
word.
I knew what a root canal was to begin with. And then so he put that in there, and then he put like this temporary filler over the top, which feels really strange right now in my mouth.
Oh, I saw
and
it, yeah.
He just plugged the top of it, and then I go back in Wednesday in 2 weeks because he thought there was still a little bit of infection in there. Mm. So he's going to wait for that to like come out.
Mass,
and then he's going to get out a little more and then finish it up.
Interesting. So they found it out through x-ray, the x-ray vision?
Through what I told him and the x-ray and just his 46 years in dentistry.
Wow.
He's like, this is what I think is going on here.
So, like, you told him something and then, like, he looks around in the room and he's like, root canal, right, guys? Like, everyone's kind of, like, thumbs up at him.
Oh, so I guess to add addendum to this story, that weird smell that I smelled.
Yeah. Did you ask him about it?
No, I didn't, but I pooped later that day, and that same odor was present.
Ooh.
And it must be from what I swallowed, what little bit of the infection that I swallowed.
Whoa.
It was crazy.
I'm sure it was, like, bacterial.
Yeah,
right?
Totally.
Yeah. Interesting, because your mouth is where all the bacteria reside.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
And
in your intestine.
Luckily, I took the Norco for 3 days, and I haven't abused it yet, but, you know, I'm sure a fun day will come along.
It's a painkiller.
It is. It's an opioid. It's actually, in the past, when I've been prescribed them, they're 5 milligrams.
Okay.
Will you grab me the beers that are in the freezer while you're up?
Yeah.
Sorry, Eddie's headed out of the room.
Oh, it's okay.
In the past, they've been 5 milligrams, but Rock Doc gave me the 7.5 milligram
nice.
Ones. Like, remember when you gave me your old Vicodins when I injured my leg?
Yeah.
Not to abuse.
Yeah.
I had a legitimate injury once again.
Yes.
Those were only 5 milligrams.
What was your original injury? What was the incident?
I don't want to talk about
it. Okay. Well, I'll talk about my thing that is medical related. So,
that's cool. Thank you.
After I had Safi, I went on birth control for the first time in my life.
Yeah.
And I got an IUD, and it was, it's called Minera, I think is what the...
Improvised explosive device?
Yep.
inner uterine device.
Is it device? That's such a weird, like, why, device. Like, why would D be it? Like, just IU.
Anyway, so it's like it releases progesterone, I think. Anyway, I was not crazy about it. It kept me from having a period, which was nice in some respects and confusing in other respects. Anyway, I went to get it taken out today because I just didn't want to do it anymore. And the nurse who had kind of, I felt like, coerced me into getting this particular brand of birth control was my nurse again. And she didn't try to stop me from getting it taken out or anything, but I had asked her, is there anything I can expect as far as like a reaction to getting it taken out? Because when I had it put in, there were some things that happened that were unexpected. And I felt like somewhat dismissively, she was like, oh yeah, there's the Minerva. Minera come down. And like, I really felt like she thought that was like a mythos, like that was some.
She sounds not very helpful.
That, oh, it's Mirena.
Mirena, yeah. The Mirena come down. And so I was like, okay, so there are people who feel like something happens when you go off of this birth control. And I had this done this morning, and I feel really affected by this. Like,
yeah.
Like, I feel like I have major cramps and, like my whole chest feels like restricted. Like I just feel like my inside is like wants to curl up into the fetal position.
I'm alive again.
But it does kind of feel like that. Oh, like this, I've been missing this.
Do you feel like if you get this nurse in the future, you're going to be like, no, thank you?
Oh, no, I would. I was telling Eddie, I'm like, oh, I think the first time I encountered her, I just didn't realize that her perspective was different than mine. Like now, like having a better feel for her perspective, I would know that, okay, that's you. That's where you're coming from. And I am, as Eddie described it, I'm like more granola than this person.
So you had it. You had it for 2 years. What was the life of the device
going to be? 5 years.
Prednisones for 5 years.
Yeah. And she had told me that when they put it in, she was like, we really encourage you to, if you don't like it at first, we really encourage you to stay with it at least a year. Just because of the cost of it, I guess. I don't know. So there was no guilt around getting it taken out, which was nice. So anyway, but that... It's just interesting how I just felt like she was very dismissive of there was going to be any after effect of this. And I feel like the after effect is very
well. Yeah, it was like releasing jarring hormones into your uterus
that
would prevent you from ovulating, right?
Yeah, but the primary effect is not to prevent you from ovulating. It's like, I guess it's to prevent the uterine lining from building up to like this. I don't know, to discourage a...
Right, yeah. No, I've heard that...
egg from attaching?
This was in much younger friends of mine, like 18, 20-year-old friends that had their gone off birth control. Like, immediately after they would go off birth control, they'd be, like, extremely fertile. Or, like, there would be, like, a possibility of twins that wasn't possible. Because, like, their body would kind of... hyperreact to this, like, oh, okay, well, I haven't been doing this period thing, like, I need to go for it and like ovulate hard. And also I read an article a long time ago, probably about 5 years ago, and it was about women who come off of their birth control, and it's not necessarily this one, but like I think it's the pills. Like, there's one where you take like a pill a day. Is that hormonal?
Right. Yeah. The pill. Yeah.
That's hormonal as well. They would often like choose mates, and this is like single women usually would choose mates that were just like wrong for them because their like pheromone receptors were off and they would just like, you know, want to jump somebody's bones and like get in bed with this person. And then they would get married to this person and then later have like a, later they had some sort of like lawsuit against the company for like wrongful marriages or something like that.
Wow.
It was an interesting article. I don't know if it exists anymore. I can Google it. Maybe I'll put it in the links on the show notes. Do we do that?
Also, to close this up, something I forgot about. As I was leaving the dentist's office, some woman had taken her Crown Victoria and ran up over the curb into a bush, and it was on its side on the curb in the parking lot, and she was getting out, and she looked like terrified. She looked as scared as the lady who ran over her own arm in my neighborhood. It was crazy, but I made sure she was okay, and then I jumped in my truck and had a skedaddle.
Wait, so this was a strictly dentist office?
Yeah. Very close. It's very close to where we live.
A friend of mine, we were meeting him at Arby's or Popeyes or something. I think it was Popeyes. And we saw his car, and he turned into the parking lot and like drove over a brand new tree that they had just planted. Like he missed the ramp and like hit the curb, drove over this tree, and then just parked his car and came in and bought food, you know. And he was like, man, I was so hungry, I just wanted some Popeyes.
She must have been going so fast to hit this thing, like, I don't understand.
Yeah,
like, there was like tree shattered parts all over the parking lot.
Like, oh my god,
I didn't hear it or anything, but I must have walked out like seconds after it happened. Once again, I don't see the incident.
Well, in my mind, I immediately went to, she just needed some dental work. Like, yeah. She's like, oh, I cannot wait a second longer. Like,
that's,
it's
going
to take
felt.
Me an extra second to wait for the turn.
So they didn't recommend that you have somebody else pick you up from the dentist office?
No.
Okay.
It was fine.
Did you walk?
It was numb.
You didn't park the car?
No, I decided not to do that.
Yeah.
But my truck is acting wild. I need to not drive it very much until I get to the shop.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
No big deal.
NBD.
You can always borrow our car if you need to.
So what is the next thing on the docket here?
I don't know. Was I supposed to talk about something?
We could talk about snacks.
Oh, and taxes. We didn't even get the old trivia box out.
Who's hosting this week?
I think it might be you.
Oh, yeah. Well,
okay, I'm going to get the box out.
So on closeout at Kroger, they have Ghost Pepper El Monterey Chimichangas. I think for an 8-rack, it was like $179 because they're trying to get those MFers out of there.
Yeah, probably. What color is the bag? Like black.
It's black. Yeah. So Cook, like 2 days ago, the night that we got him, he's like, I give him 7.9.
He had some?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then we both bought a rack of them. And then I ate one earlier today, and I was like, wow, this is really hot for being a like product from the store.
Yeah.
This is almost uncomfortably spicy. Like, I didn't get the hiccups, but I could kind of feel them coming on, which is like my gauge for like too spicy.
Yeah, yeah.
And then as I got to the podcast today, he texted me, finished up the rack of chimichangas.
Okay. Wait, tell me again, what is a chimichanga?
It's a deep fried burrito.
Okay.
And a ghost pepper.
I know a ghost pepper is the hottest pepper.
It was for a while. They are hotter now, but it's like the hottest consumer pepper.
Okay, so what else is in the burrito?
I think rice and beans.
Okay.
Some sort of beef of some sort. It was...
Yeah, it's intense.
Almost too uncomfortable to eat.
So we had a friend, I think Doug one time, came to our house and brought
ghost pepper tortilla chips. That.
And we had them in there for a while. And then I was like, I'm going to try these. And they were like insanely hot. Like, there was nothing about them that was flavorful. It was like tortilla chips that were just about to make me hiccup. You know, like. It's worse, like habanero has a flavor to it. And I feel like ghost pepper does have a flavor, but it's not, I don't think
it's not a good one.
It's not desirable.
It's like too hot Tabasco sauce.
I think so. It is like just a specifically hot.
Yeah.
And not very flavorful sensation. I'm going to call it a sensation. It's not even a flavor.
But you do like green Cholula sauce.
He told me about it. Donovan put this Cholula on the eggs and I need you to get it from the store.
Yeah, I've been eating eggs. What is this? What
Donovan is Jonathan is hunting something.
You called him Jonathan
know.
And then corrected yourself to Jonathan.
I thought I called him Donovan. I call him Donovan a lot.
He looks like him. Anyway, the ghost pepper doesn't taste so good.
But the green Cholula did.
The green Cholula did, and I'm trying to buy some. Actually, you texted me you're gonna leave your car in front of my house while you went to get a root canal. I was like, before I knew what you were going to do, I was like, pick me up some of that green pepper Cholula at Bell's. And you're like, I'm getting a root canal. I don't think I'll be like ready for that. Ready for that little mission. But I kind of felt like you would have done it otherwise.
Yeah, I probably would have. But
yeah.
Were you guys going to go more in depth about Paradise? Was that one of the things we're going to talk about?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I guess we're going to talk about gambling.
Yeah, Eddie and I went to Cherokee, North Carolina with a group of other dudes.
Let me give my take on gambling. It's fun if you have like a lot of money. Like my entire idea was kind of fun, where I was like, I'm just going to spend hundreds of dollars on gambling. And then when I went in with that attitude, I also did really well, and like I double up, and then I came out pretty even at the end of the thing. And I was like, maybe that's what gambling's about, like going in breaking with a lot even. Of money and breaking even.
Yeah, that sounds like the way to go.
Yeah. I don't know, because we went to Vegas once and I made money. I made like $40 in poker, and I also had this like kind of heart rate acceleration, and like, I don't know, I just felt guilty for taking all of the people's money at the table.
Because
this lady sat down next to me, and you know, she cashed in her money, and then I immediately won it in the next hand, and then she got up and left, and I was like, well, this is really depressing. Also, one of the most depressing casinos in Vegas. It was like the
Fairmont.
It was called like Barely on the Strip or something.
Oh.
Like, it was like off the strip.
Right. I recall that place, but I have no
Rick's
idea what
off
it was
strip.
Called.
Yeah, it was like
Rick's off strip, yeah.
I think in the title was like close to the strip.
Yeah, I've heard of this place.
Yeah.
I've been to Vegas a fair amount.
Anyway.
But I don't gamble.
When we went to Cherokee, I did like a $250 hand in poker, and I felt like I won it, and I was like excited about it, and it was a good experience.
You felt like you won it, and you did, or?
Yeah, and I was like, I deserve this man's $250.
Oh, okay.
You know, like,
what was your hand?
Two pair, like.
Nice, solid.
But I knew he had the other two pair, like the lower two pair.
Wow.
And so I was like egging him on to like out bet me, and he was just like funneling the
money
in.
So what did you have a pair of?
I had a jack queen pair.
Oh,
and he
nice.
Had a jack eight pair or something.
Whoa.
Like that.
How'd you know he had you were counting cards, Eddie?
Well, yeah, because when the cards come out, like the first hand is when you do your big bet, and he bet big on the three cards that come out, and I was like, oh yeah, he's got this pair. I'm gonna play another round with this guy and see if I get the better card, and I did get the better card, but it was crazy.
Nice.
We stayed at a cabin, three-story cabin.
Yeah, what is the take on the cabin? That was like...
I liked it, dude.
The construction of it, though, we saw other cabins that were built
like
that.
Yeah, it's all like wood paneling, like made to look very rustic.
Yeah.
Like, ooh,
did it have a chandelier made of antlers?
Yes, but not real antlers.
Oh, okay.
Right, and like all of the...
I don't know if I should feel better about... I'm going to go with that's better.
Well, they don't have to die. They just get
You're
collected.
Right. You're
the
right.
Furniture
they just didn't have the time to
like,
collect them.
The furniture was made of like what looked like just sticks and shit that they found in the yard or something.
Yeah, but, it was like bared wood.
But then it was like beautifully like machine put together. Like no,
it was comfortable.
No furniture. Hands had touched it. Like it was all
leather.
There was a leather futon in the living room.
Oh, maybe there was. Yeah, and it was three stories, and it had a hot tub, and
it sounds so upstairs, perfect for the boys.
Did it have a Roku?
It had a one upstairs, one person, one to two person hot tub, or like whirlpool
jacuzzi.
Tub.
Yeah,
it was the bomb. That ended up being the highlight of the trip for me. Like that thing.
Who'd
was,
you get in there with?
Me, myself, and a couple of other guys. I guess they flooded it the first night. They like. Had water coming out of the vent on the second story because they were trying to get too many people in the tub.
The highlight of me for Paradise was hanging out with Cook, the ghost pepper chimichanga enthusiast.
That guy? Yeah, I've heard of him.
There was a hot tub outside, and it was cold. It's much colder there than it is here for some reason. But like they were trying to heat up this hot tub, and it was going up like 1 degree every hour or something.
Even
and they,
slower than that at times.
Yeah, and he was just like talking about how great it was going to be when he got in this hot tub and like that was going to be his moment of like, you know,
yeah,
this is bachelor party. Like he was going to like lose his shit and orgasm. And so it wasn't coming up to the right temperature. It was like 96 when we went to the casino. And then when we got back, it was like 96 and a half. And like we were at the casino for 3 hours.
What's the ideal temperature here?
Well, more than the body temperature. Like you want it at 100 probably.
Okay. Right.
It never got to 100 that weekend. If it did, it was there and then back down.
And so when we got back from the casino, he and Greg's brother were just like boiling pots of water on the stove and taking them down and dumping them into the thing to try to like.
Were they dumping water out too?
I think so. Like,
yeah,
I wasn't like paying attention because it also seemed like a fool's errand. And this other guy, what was his name?
Matt?
No. Oh. The dude that stayed back with you. He had the PS4.
Oh, Rob.
Rob was like heckling Cook the whole time. And it was so like, he was like, that's not going to help at all. Like, you guys are crazy. And just like kept naysaying them. And then they would come back in and be like, dude. It's 97 degrees. It's working, you know? And then they would just like run back upstairs and Cook didn't have a shirt on. Like he was down in like his like swimming trunks ready to get in this thing and just like kept boiling water. And that was just a real highlight for me. There was also a pool table.
Were they
and I
taking,
like playing pool.
Were they taking water out of the hot tub to boil it or were they taking it from the tap?
From the tap, I'm pretty sure.
I wasn't paying attention to anyone except for Rob's criticism.
I'm trying. I mean, I'm with
that'd
the
be
fool's
pretty
errand.
That,
I like
that would
the
be
fool,
pretty crazy
errand.
If they were taking water from the tub up a flight, that's two flights of stairs.
Yeah, because
the second
to the
story,
kitchen.
Boiling it on like those stairs would become the most dangerous place in Cherokee.
And the
County.
Pots they had were so small. It was like a.
They
a
found some gigantic one. They found like a walk size one I found in the morning. I was like, what the fuck were they doing with this thing, dude?
I was like, oh, it's okay. They were trying to heat the hot tub up. And you're like, oh, they could have turned a light out or something. It was, all in all. I don't get many nights out with the dudes, so it was nice to have like a full. I mean, I only stayed up till 1. I think they stayed up till 6. I'm pretty sure.
I turned in at 11 that night.
But honestly, I woke up at 6 the previous morning, so
yeah,
I had had a full day. Anyway,
I think
it was
1 is honorable.
It was fun.
So
let's move on to the...
We have more snacks over there. We haven't actually finished up the snack shack yet.
Oh, did we
start this? Let's start with trivia tonight. Should we do that?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, let's start. I thought trivia was first.
Is trivia always first?
Okay. Let me reach into my box of tricks here.
I plan on
this is
trying to get a bread
tonight.
Three
bags full of trivia. Oh, sorry. Cooldowns. Three bags full of trivia.
Thank you, Eddie. On this week's edition of Three Bags Full of Trivia, we will be having questions from Disney.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Seen
Mon it.
TV edition.
I've seen it.
And
it.
Trivial Pursuit. the 20th anniversary.
Ooh, I'm into that. That's like 2000s.
Okay, we're going to start with 20th anniversary edition, a NASCAR question.
Oh, NASCAR. Yeah. Yes, this is my category.
Lightning McQueen. That's my answer.
Danica something.
Oh, yeah, Danica
Patrick. Who wrote in her memoir? I'll start again. This isn't actually going to be in NASCAR. What southern U.S. state executed the most prisoners per capita from 1996 to 2001?
What?
Southernmost state executed.
It was the wrong answer. Don't worry.
Oh, good.
Danica Patrick was the wrong answer, but you can get the right answer to this question. I'll ask you once what southernmost U.S. state executed the most prisoners per capita from 1996 to the year of our Lord, 2001? Edwin Megret?
I got to go with Florida, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's my home state.
I'm going to go with Ole Miss.
I'm afraid incorrect.
Louisiana is my second guess.
Bammer. Bammer, dead and bammy. But that's okay. We're going to keep moving. Who wrote and performed the theme song to the Dukes of Hazzard?
What?
How's that song go? Burt Reynolds.
No. What is the theme song for the Dukes of Hazzard? It's like...
Just a couple of boys
sliding across and the law would allow.
I'll go with Motley Crue. The Motley Crue.
I'm afraid it was the Waylon Jennings.
I've heard of the Waylon Jennings.
Okay, this
Waylon. Have you guys ever known a Waylon?
No.
This Disney one is a visual question I'm going to show you guys. It's a blue bird. Seems to be a character from
to get a lot closer.
One of their animated movies.
That Woody Woodpecker?
It's the bluebird from The Lion King. So the first question is, who am I? Zazu is the correct answer.
Zazu.
Who practices Zazu. Pouncing on me?
Okay, Simba.
Correct.
Yeah. You got the next one.
What song do I sing with Simba and Nala?
I just can't wait to be king.
That's correct. Sick. Who saved Simba, Nala, and me at the Elephant Graveyard?
Elephant Graveyard?
Ooh.
Mufasa's dead, right?
Nah, yeah, I think Scar saves him, and he's like, you guys shouldn't be over here.
Eddie, you were right when you said Mufasa.
Mufasa. I just made it up.
Okay.
I love being right. A little flop on our parts.
So yep. I'm glad that Trebek didn't have to do that for
we
guys.
Stink.
That is three bags full of trivia, though.
That was
it's it? Sucking at
okay,
trivia.
I've got a lot of snacks on my little table here.
Let's try some racist honey.
So, we got some racist honey from
three bags full of snacks.
Eddie's grandfather, Ron Boswell Sr. I believe this is called, unprocessed, where they keep, you know, bits of honeycomb within the...
he was saying pasteurization takes all of the good stuff out of it, and maybe filtration. So maybe it's unfiltered, unpasteurized.
And it's from Yulee, Florida?
Yeah, which is just north of Jacksonville.
Not that many dead prisoners near there.
Really?
I'm just going to go around. I remember that question. Everybody's going to have their own spoon. You can take a little taste of this.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't mean to muddy the waters, but I already like this honey.
Well, it comes from your family bloodline. As I guess so does disliking of other races.
Oh boy. Oh boy. Did you hear the whole story on that?
You did. Tell me.
Okay.
Very fruity in scent to start. I haven't tried any yet, but
ooh.
The odor is delicious.
Did you get some of those crystals?
Citrus.
In
there? Yeah, I did.
Mmm. I don't know. Do you guys eat a lot of honey?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
This is very good honey.
So there's different There's different honeys cultivators, right? Mm-hmm. What do you think this is?
I'm not sure, but I'm picking up a lot of floral. Tastes almost like gardenia.
Well, I think you were saying that he has a lot of fruit trees, or lot of citrus trees, right?
So, yeah, the story behind the honey that got me into it was he was saying all of his bees flew away. So this is from his old crop of bees. He went on vacation to Virginia for a couple months, and, like, his bees just left.
Mm-hmm.
And he was also saying that when he had bees, though, they were pollinating all of his fruit trees. So he has apricot trees and pear trees, I think you can grow in Florida, and citrus trees.
Mm-hmm.
So those were the main things that they were, like, pollinating, because he said they came in like gangbusters that year that he had bees.
I would definitely say this was like a sweeter honey. It's like, is that fair to say?
Yeah,
or is
definitely.
All honey sweet as can be?
It's not as bold in its flavor.
Yeah, it's not that bold. It's
It's definitely sugary. I felt like there are little sugar crystals in it or something. Like,
it's good. It's like, it's what I want my sweet to taste like. It's
okay.
Great for.
So the story that he said leading into the honey was like his wife Marilyn is not my grandmother. It's like his second wife. And she had problems with arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
And was taking all sorts of medications, and nothing was doing her well until she tried this honey.
Ron's remedy.
So she takes a teaspoonful of Ron's remedy every morning, is what, like, she chimed in, started telling the story, and hasn't had a problem since. And I don't know. Like,
hasn't had a problem. No problems.
No arthritis problems since she's been taking this honey. And I liked that until later on in the conversation. But I was like, oh, that's fucking cool.
Our next thing is, this is a hickory nut syrup. So this is a maple syrup.
Of hickory.
Yeah. So this is this is an alternative to maple syrup.
Another
and
sweet
I just,
thing.
I just wanted, I just wanted to say about this. So I went to Kroger to get more maple syrup, and you know, I was having a really efficient shopping trip at Kroger in this particular moment, and I was like on fire. I was just like going to all the aisles and getting exactly what I needed in the right order, until I got to the maple syrup and I could not find a B-grade maple syrup, which I don't know why B-grade is better, but I heard it was better.
Oh, yeah.
And all I could find was...
like B-E-E or just the letter B?
No, just the letter B. Like grade B instead of grade A. Most of them are grade A. I found one labeled formerly grade B, now grade A. I'm like, okay, what the F does grade B mean? Apparently, it's coveted. I coveted it, and they had it. They did not have it.
Grade B.
Yeah.
So
I didn't buy
some.
Any. I didn't buy it because I did not have any.
Is this hickory nut?
So I just got this through locally grown. So this is made by the Mill Gap Farm in Georgia.
I'm going to lick the rest of the honey off my spoon.
Yeah, you don't want to cross-contaminate here.
How many knives would you give the honey?
Oh, I'd give that honey. I don't do knives. That's not the thing.
Wait, this doesn't look like syrup.
It's not as.
Did you shake it?
Skylander.
No, it's just thin.
Spoon.
So this is B
grade
honey?
No, this is hickory nut syrup.
Hickory nut syrup.
Doesn't have any odor from what I can tell.
Ooh. We know your preference.
Has a bit of like a almost a creosote flavor.
Oh yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, I'd say I like it too. I'd put that on some waffles for sure.
It does not taste like maple. It definitely does not taste like maple syrup.
I think it has the aftertaste of maple syrup.
Hickory nut. So it's maple syrup is the sap, or it's like tapping into the tree itself. This is not.
I think hickory nut might be a type of tree.
Oh, it's more of a tapping syrup tree?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, it tastes like...
I don't think that's any processed from any sort of nut.
Okay.
It tastes like syrup, but it doesn't taste like maple syrup.
Right. But you guys
like it. With that, yeah.
You would use this product. Okay.
It needs to come in one of those big jugs, though.
Yeah, that's like a little bottle
of
it.
That's a small amount. How many ounces is this thing?
That's a personal bottle.
This is a 5 ounce. This is like the one you bring in your purse.
Yeah, to the pancake restaurant. Yeah. And you're like,
the little tiny pancake restaurant.
Oh, no syrup for me, please. I got my own thing. And then you pull out your Ron's Remedy honey.
Okay, so this is the unflavored version.
Third snack? This is...
Yeah.
This is the local snack game. Cultured coconut milk. And I have used this as a substitute for cream in recipes. And I gave one of these jars to a friend and she was just like, I just ate it. So we're just going to eat it. See what you think.
Oh,
your friend is bold like honey.
I'm only going to have a little bit. This sounds like not my thing.
All right. Well, I'm going to have a lot. Okay.
What is this?
Whoa.
Not what you expected.
This is it tastes like coconut pulp. Eddie's not enjoying it. He's making faces.
Oh, it's very coconutty. And quite
It's like coconut
sour.
Yogurt? What are you talking about?
It's a little sour, right?
I just ate it. I don't know. I didn't hear what you're talking about.
It's cultured coconut milk. And this I think the sourness is the culture variety.
It being culture is where the sourness comes from.
It tastes like coconut yogurt.
Well, my friend was saying she actually put maple syrup on it. So maybe we should put the syrup on there.
Mix the two.
I like it.
I like it, too. It's like it's kind of like has similar characteristics to yogurt.
Eddie's dry heaving.
It's awful. It's just disgusting.
Do you like plain yogurt?
No.
I like plain yogurt.
Yeah. Donovan, for playing our game, you get gifted this jar because I already have one.
What?
Yeah.
How did we get two jars?
I got it for somebody, but rejected it.
And that is Dr.
Yeah, I'd like to hear that story after the podcast. The rejection of the kale and...
Yeah.
Two jars full of snacks.
All right.
Thanks for trying my snacks.
So now I guess we have so much this.
Do we? I didn't look anything up.
Ah. Oh, well.
Well, you could maybe find the review of these pants. Well, that would be kind of hard to do, though.
Let me.
While Eddie does this, Donovan, I was really inspired by you and your internet buying habits to buy clothes online secondhand via eBay.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I was looking for Lululemon clothes because I have two pairs of Lululemon pants.
And you love them?
And I love them. And I've washed them a million times and they still look good and they still fit well. And I was like, okay, there's a reason these pants cost $100 because they last. So anyway, I was looking at these pants on eBay, and they seriously cost, like, the used pants cost, like, $80.
Yeah, totally.
Like, oh, this sucks. Like, there's no deal in this. But then I did an auction, which is not really my style.
Yeah, it's not my style either, unless it's something I really want.
So these particular pants that I'm wearing, they're kind of a hybrid workout / slack and they have like an animal-esque print. So it's like a beige spotted with a like black
almost
spots.
Like a lizard almost.
Yeah, I mean, once I get close, when I saw it online I thought it was a leopard print, but it looks nothing like a leopard print. So anyway, I put a bid on it. I think it was like nobody had bid on it. The auction was starting at $9. And I was like, oh, I'll try to get it. I'll put it for like $11.50. And I won the bid.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And I was like, this is awesome. Because I got, you know, these were probably like $80 pants.
That's good.
I'm super pumped about them. But I did notice that they seem brand new. Like nobody has worn them. But the pocket, there's a huge hole. Like, there's a hole in the pocket, which is so easy to fix. Oh, so easy to fix.
I've had like great pants with a hole in the pocket, and then I ruined them. I think I was smoking cigarettes and I burned a hole in them. They were my favorite pants, and I got them, and then the only problem was the hole in the pocket, and then I put a hole in them too.
So maybe they're cursed. Split at the seam.
I'm just saying they could be cursed.
Oh shit.
Like, you might actually
not worth it. Not worth $11 if they're cursed.
You're going to fix the hole.
You think somebody died in these?
You're going to fix the hole, but create another hole.
Okay.
Probably.
These, be careful for that. Leggings here, these Under Armour leggings, were an eBay purchase used.
Ooh. Nice. They keep you warm.
Oh, yeah. They're one of my favorite winter pants.
I like the dynamic print there.
Okay, let's do it. I'm going to do my thing. This is so much this, and it's so much this today. Okay, we're going to read the reviews. I just want once for that song, please. We're going to read the reviews for the Manera.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
And I thought this would be relevant, and I'm going to read three reviews, and keep in mind this, like, every baby is different. Like,
every uterus is different.
Try not to internalize it too much. Because I've never had an IUD. I don't know if this is a bad idea. This is a 1-star review. So the worst review. I had the IUD in for 5 years and I thought it was wonderful because I never had a period. After more research, exclamation point, I realized my acne problems and hair loss was because of the Manera. I had them remove and the doctor tried to convince to put another one in, but I refused. It's now been almost 5 months, and I feel so much more mentally and emotionally healthier. I didn't even correlate my mental health with the Manera. I had to go on anxiety medication and antidepressants last year. I feel like I was losing my mind. I enjoyed nothing, was sad, very anxious all the time. These are in caps. I didn't enjoy sex. My medication made my symptoms worse, so I stopped after a couple of months. It wasn't until I had the IUD removed, and it was a couple of months later.
Did she change the font right here?
It calmed down. And then she goes, and it was a couple of months when I felt so much better, like louder than anything she's written. Never again will I use an IUD again or anything hormonal. And for anyone reading this thinking they will use the copper IUD since it doesn't have hormones, look into copper in your body. It is bad for you, too. I thought she was going to say bro. That would have been funny.
Bad for you, bro.
Oh, it's raining.
Yeah.
All right. 3-star review. Well, the Manera does its job by keeping you from getting pregnant. And yes, everyone is different. That was all in caps. I had mine for a year and just got it out last week. But here are the cons of the Manera. 1, it made me get really bad acne. And I haven't had acne since I was a teen. 2, you get mild cramps every now and then. And 3, period was all over the place. I would have 1 month, then it would skip a month, then I'd have it twice a month. All in all, the acne was the worst part.
I didn't have acne.
You didn't have acne? I feel like everyone's complaining about acne. It's been a little over a week that I've gotten it taken out. No acne.
Nice.
5-star.
Loved it.
Love the acne.
Love that Manera.
best acne I've ever had.
She's like, 5-star.
Biggest pimple.
These acne things were right. Okay, so this person rated Manera for endometriosis.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone else rated it for birth control. So maybe 5 stars for...
endometriosis.
Yeah, and that's like a special case, right?
Yeah, that's like scarring of your uterus.
So I assume it's a she. Why is it so loud?
It's some heavy rain.
Wow. Had every type of pill prior to my first child. After he was born, Manera was recommended to me by OBGYN. And it was the best thing ever. No periods once that it was inserted.
Is that a Star Wars character, by the way?
OBGYN is the Star Wars character that, like, looks at vaginas. This was before Me Too. No periods once inserted, which means no debilitating pain or strong painkillers every month. And only minor discomfort every year with the dosage decreases. You know, this person, no caps. OBGYN was all in caps, but I didn't scream that out. When we decided to try for a second, only took a couple of months after removal before I was pregnant with our second child. I recommend this to anyone who's able to get it. Best experience ever.
Did they know?
Name best it? Experience ever?
Yeah. Yep.
Child's name OBGYN?
Made my life.
They named their child OBGYN. OBGYN Manira Brownstone. All right. So those are the
that
reviews
good.
For the mirror. I feel like...
Yeah, ran the gamut.
All over the map.
Every uterus is different.
It seems like it's really acne-inducing for some people.
Yeah.
And they just can't handle it. And I don't feel like you got acne at all.
No. I've had good luck with my skin lately.
Okay. Well, it's raining so much. We're going to have to end this podcast.
Yeah, we don't want to lose any delicate equipment in the thunderstorm.
We appreciate you guys listening. I don't know. We'll try to do
a special dish this weekend with Dr. Sharp.
Or maybe we'll do one next week.
Yeah, we'll try. It was fun. We've got to get back on it.
Go on the road. I feel like the podcast is fun.
Go up the road.
Go on the road.
Yeah, we're taking the Beverly podcast
Estates.
On the road.
Yeah, there it is. Thanks for listening. AthensPublic.com. AthensPublic.com/thinktank. 706-521-3716. Follow Murdoch_cassettes on Instagram.
Yeah, that's right.
At Athens Public on Twitter. Brownstone Yoga is another podcast we do. AthensPublic.com/brownstoneyoga. Look for that one. We got a new podcast coming up. It's going to be called...
Does that have a name?
My So-Called Mess.
Wow. And if you want great cell phone service, there's one name for that. Straight Talk. 25 gigs a month.
And do not... neglect your teeth.
Go to Dr. Mark.
Dr. Mark, the rock and roll dentist. We'll fucking fix you up and hook you up at the same time. Get ready to talk about Queen or Kiss or...
Widespread Panic. You know.
And bid on some Lululemon pants on eBay.
Yeah,
you might
eBay.
Just get lucky.
Good luck. Talk to you later.